Good morning and welcome into our Thursday edition of Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice along with Ed Lentz. Today, Ed, talking about improving your damaged alfalfa stands.
You know, at this stage, we're getting pretty late in the game to just totally replant things and so forth. We'd like to have it done by May 1, being as warm as it is, we probably would like to have it done before April 20th. But we have these alfalfa stands. We'd like to keep them going through the summer, maybe replace them this coming fall with a new seeding or establishing alfalfa in some other fields. So what we're trying to do in this, what we call a poor stand or damaged stand, our goal is to improve the quality and the yield of that before we reseed it or have the opportunity to establish a new alfalfa field this fall. What we can do is we hope to improve it enough. Maybe we can get through this year, get some decent quality yields. And if it isn't real bad, maybe we can get two more years of harvest before we really have to count on that stand. One thing we have to remember, and this is where it's always something people forget, with alfalfa, when we do a new seeding, and particularly in an area that had alfalfa before, there is an autotoxicity concern. But what autotoxicity means is the roots release a compound that's harmful to the new seedlings, and so you can't get new ones seeded until definitely all the old plants and their roots are dead. So it's always a challenge. We all generally say you got to wait a year before you can plant alfalfa into an area where you killed an existing alfalfa field. So it's a real challenge. But there are some other things we can do to increase the yield in that alfalfa field that's weak. We can interseed with red clover to get a little more legume in there. We can look at grasses to give us a little more yield and energy, and we can look at orchard grass or one of the fesciloleums. That would be a ryegrass, fescue, cross, or so forth in there to give us some long-term benefits, maybe if we want to get 2 years. Before we look at short-term, particularly this year, you could put crimson clover or bursting clover in there to increase the legume protein content of that stand since you're weak on the alfalfa. If you also just need forage pretty bad, you can interseed some annual forages. And for a short term, you can look at oats or spring triticale or Italian ryegrass. One thing about the Italian ryegrass, it may actually make it for the winter. So you could, if you want to look at 2 years, you might have that for this year and then also going into the next year. The other thing that comes in play there, you can always add a forage sorghum that's going to give you something good in this year. But the biggest thing is if you do an interseeding, you want to harvest what you got now early to give those seedlings a chance. But you can do some things to improve that alfalfa stand.
Thank you, Ed, for Ag Talk. This is Bill Rice, along with Ed Lentz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.